This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has been killed in U.S.-Israel airstrikes, Iranian state media confirmed earlier today. His death occurred after a joint U.S. and Israeli aerial bombardment that targeted Iranian military and government sites. A 40-day state mourning has been declared in Iran. Iranian state media reported at least 201 are dead and more than 700 injured. Reports suggest that around 40 Iranian officials were also killed in the strikes. In response, Iran launched attacks across West Asia. Apparent Iranian strikes have been reported in Dubai, Doha, Bahrain and Kuwait, places with U.S. military bases or that are allied to the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump, in a social media post, said Khamenei's death is the single greatest chance for the Iranian people to take back their country. The U.S. president added that heavy and pinpoint bombing will continue through the week or longer. Tensions have soared in recent weeks as American warships moved into the region amid stalled nuclear talks. U.S. President Donald Trump warned Tehran that America will hit them harder. He wrote in a post on Truth Social that Iran just stated that they are going to hit very hard today, harder than they have ever hit before. They said they better not do that. However, because if they do, U.S. will hit them with a force that has never been seen before. Trump's remarks came after Iran vowed to avenge the killing of its supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, and launched fresh attacks on U.S. and Israel bases. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held talks with his counterparts from several Gulf countries yesterday amid rising tensions in the region, stressing the need for de-escalation through dialogue and diplomacy. Dr. S. Jaishankar discussed the evolving situation in the Gulf with UAE Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Dr. Jaishankar also spoke with Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister, Prince Faisal bin Farhan, discussing the ongoing situation in the Gulf. The External Affairs Minister also called the Qatar Prime Minister and Foreign Minister, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani, last evening. China has urged for an immediate ceasefire after the U.S.-Israel strikes in Iran. China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs expressed concern over the strikes and urged all sides to avoid escalation and to resume dialogue and negotiation. Indian embassies in West Asia have urged its nationals to follow advisories issued in view of the prevailing regional situation due to U.S.-Israeli airstrikes in Iran. The embassies also advised Indian nationals to exercise utmost caution, follow official advisories, and to avoid unnecessary movement. The embassies also issued 24/7 helpline numbers and email IDs in time to facilitate timely assistance. In Israel, the embassy people may contact on these 24/7 helpline numbers +972 54 752 0711 and +972 54 242 8378 or email cons1.telaviv@mea.gov.in. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has launched multiple development projects worth 7,100 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu and Puducherry in a short while. In Puducherry, Mr. Modi will inaugurate, dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 2,700 crore rupees. After Puducherry, Prime Minister will travel to Madurai in Tamil Nadu in the afternoon. In Madurai, Mr. Modi will inaugurate, dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone of infrastructure projects worth over 4,400 crore rupees. To further strengthen broadcasting services in Tamil Nadu, the Prime Minister will inaugurate three new Akashvani FM relay transmitters at Kumbakonam, Yarkad and Vellore. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will face West Indies in their final Super 8 clash at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. The winner of the match will qualify for the semi-finals. In another Super 8 Group 1 match, South Africa will take on Zimbabwe in New Delhi at 3 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.